question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
All right, let's get right back to it as we're already up to our G block. Robert, Mary here with you as our Travel Talk get together rolls right along. Thanks for spending part of your day with us. And today's Personal Connection episode is made possible by Travel Guard Travel Insurance.
Are you the type of traveler who thinks, it's never going to happen to me? Well, the reality is you just never know when it comes to emergency situations when you travel. If you're planning a vacation or an important trip, don't put your investment or well-being at risk, as travel insurance from Travel Guard is affordable and it gives you protection in a lot of different ways.
Don't get stuck wishing you had done this, as it's simple and it's easy. So whether your next trip is a solo adventure, it's a family vacation, a long or short getaway, get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com. There's also a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Jen Brown is an Army veteran, travel blogger, and history teacher. Her blog, Jaunting Jen, is filled with interesting travels and certainly some stories of far-flung places from her time served in the Army. We've invited Jen to join us for the latest Personal Connection episode because she firmly believes it was her time in the Army that taught her the most valuable lessons about travel abroad. Let's say hello and find out what she has to say.
Welcome to RM World Travel, Jen. Mary and I appreciate you joining us and everyone tuned in around the country today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you. So, Jen, since we just honored our vets on Veterans Day this past Monday, I do feel I need to start the interview with thanking you first for your service in the Army. So thank you, Jen.
Thank you so much. It's a part of my life that I think about all the time. I would still be in the military except for an illness. I still keep in touch with my buddies from the military, and it's really changed my life forever and made me a better person.
Okay, so on that note, I'd like to know how long you served, but I'd also like to know what's the most unique place that stands out for you from your Army travels, a place you thought you'd never end up seeing but perhaps found really interesting.
Well, I served for 6 years, and the most unique place has to be Iraq, and I never thought I would see myself in Iraq, and I did the research, and there were all these places I wanted to go, but of course I couldn't go there. But I talked to my commanders about Ur and ancient Babylon and just how rich the history was there. And I also had a chance to see a lot of interesting historical sites while I was stationed in Germany for almost 3 years.
You know, Jen, I want to talk a little bit about your blog post that caught our attention. It's called 8 Ways Military Service Made Me a Better Traveler. And I want to quote you on something. You said the following: after living for almost a solid year confined to a military base in Iraq, hiccups in travel seem laughable to me. I can think of reasons why, but what did you mean by that?
I've noticed during my travels, there's almost always something that's going to go wrong, and how you react to that is going to shape the rest of the trip. So after Iraq, when I came back and a flight was canceled, or something got lost, or something was closed, it really wasn't a big deal anymore after living in Iraq for a year. It really changes your perspective on everything.
Right, it sure it does.
So, Jen, as humans, we certainly all have things we don't like, whether it's food, certain noises, smells. And we talk about this a lot on our show, that travel really opens people's minds to what other people, how they're living, what they're eating, all of that. And it gets people out of their comfort zones. You say the Army did that for you and made you a better world traveler. How so?
Going back to the food, before the Army, there were things that I was like, no, I really don't want to try that, especially when I was in China. There were some dishes that I didn't really care for, but being in Iraq and eating the same thing over and over again, or maybe having to eat something I didn't want to because there was nothing else to eat, that gives me an appreciation for what I have and that I can go and get anything I want. So now when I'm traveling anywhere, if they don't have what I want to eat or I'm not too happy with it, I'm like, well, it could always be much worse. And that's changed my perspective on travel also.
Well, again, the key word, perspective, on all this. So, you know, I want to discuss travel safety with you a bit because you write so passionately about it. In fact, you write that you've never been harassed or had anything stolen. You mentioned situational awareness and knowing your surroundings, certainly two important things that we agree with. Can you give us a few other specific examples of what travelers should do, you know, to be as safe as possible while abroad, and maybe things that we're not going to think about because we haven't served in the military?
Yes. One of the biggest things, and I teach this to my high schoolers just in their general life when you're not traveling, is how you carry yourself. If you're looking down, if you look uncomfortable, if you look like a victim or your face is buried in a map, those are the people that may become victims. So I teach my students, and I carry myself confidently. I'm looking around. I always look people in the eye. I'm not giving uncomfortable stares, but I meet people at eye level and eye contact, and I think that's kept me from running into any problems when I travel. Even, and maybe I did this a little bit before the military, but I'm even more conscious of it now, of how I carry myself, how I appear in public, what I'm doing in public. And that is true even to this day, knock on wood, I guess. I've never had any problems traveling solo or with my husband or anywhere else. And just being situationally aware, not going down a dark alley in a foreign country, making sure you're aware of your surroundings, and just carrying yourself in a confident manner makes all the difference in travel.
I'm curious, did your husband also serve?
No, he didn't. We met after my service.
Okay.
So you mentioned that you're a history teacher, and I want to touch on that for a minute, because we have two boys. They're growing now. They're both in college. They were blessed to grow up traveling with us, and it was often in their history classes that they were able to bring a lot of their personal experiences from their trips to life. Do you find that with your students? I'm curious to know if you bring your own travel experiences into the classroom and if it makes sense to do so to connect to what you're teaching.
Yes, I almost always, whenever the opportunity presents itself in the curriculum, to bring my own personal experience, and I find the students really latch onto that. They really love it, and not a lot of students like history these days, and it really gets their attention if I'm teaching something, and then I pull up my blog, and I say, oh, I've been here. Let me show you some pictures that go along with this unit, and it's a way to make that personal connection with history and try to gauge interest, and hopefully maybe there'll be a few historians in the future from my class.
Right. They must light up when they see all the places that you've traveled to around the world.
They do, and even just living in the Southwest in Arizona, so many of my students have no idea what's even in an hour radius from where they live at. So just showing them pictures and showing them blogs, they're like, oh, I'm going to go there this weekend, and I do offer extra credit if they go somewhere and send me some pictures.
Right, well, you're the kind of teacher that we would like to have.
Everybody would like that.
But first of all, when I hear you say that, number one, it's somewhat sad that they don't realize all the things that are around them, because we often say on this show you don't have to go far to actually travel, because we are all, wherever we live, blessed with so many things within, you know, relative near distances of us. But in your case, you have that world experience to balance it, so they must sit in your class, and I'm sure you have some great conversations that go on.
Yes, we do, and I've moved to a small town in Arizona, and my students are like, oh, I hate it here, there's nothing to do. And then I try to open their eyes, and it really doesn't matter where you live at, if it's the Southwest or in Wisconsin or on the East Coast or the West Coast. You can find history anywhere you go, any kind of history. There's history of indigenous people, Civil War history, colonial history, Spanish conquest history. And I love seeing some of my students light up when I start talking about a historic site they can go to on the weekend just a few minutes away.
So, Jen, it sounds like the Army has had a huge impact on your life and certainly opening your eyes and your world to travel. So, last question today, how would you sum up what the Army gave you that changed really the way you see the world and want to travel in your future?
The biggest thing the Army gave me is confidence, and I really needed that, because I found out while I was on active duty that I have multiple sclerosis. So it's been a few hard days, mostly good days, but some days are hard. And the Army has gave me that confidence and that resilience, whether I'm traveling or at work or having a bad day or having a bad MS day. And I remember my Army training that you're going to get to the other side. There's another side, and it looks good. And just keep on going, no matter how you feel or what's going on in your life.
So I'm guessing your Army training is helping you deal with managing your... You said you have MS? It's helping.
Yes, I have multiple sclerosis.
So it's helping you manage that as well in terms of resiliency.
Yes, it's helping me manage it, and they're also taking care of me medically, so I don't have any complaints about military medical care or anything like that. I wish I didn't have MS, but I am being taken care of medical-wise, and then the Army's helped me get through some tough days, just remembering that, you know, stay tough. Don't let it get you down. Don't let anybody get you down. Don't let a bad travel day ruin your love of travel, or don't let one day when you're sick, you know, bring you down for a week or a month or the rest of the year.
Well, listen, Jen, you are an inspiration, I think, to everyone who's listening right now. This is the personal connection of our show, and we always like to talk about the transformational side of travel. I think you've helped us articulate that very well today. So we thank you very much for your time. We wish you a pleasant weekend. And again, as Mary started off the interview, I'll end it and say thank you again for your service.
Thank you so much.
Great chatting with you. Thanks so much, Jen.
Thank you.
All right, wow, there goes Jen.
So inspirational.
Her website, I also want to let you know, we have that up right now here in our studio, jauntingjen.com, jauntingjen, that's just one N.com. Check it out, and you can follow some of her writings as well. Right now, though, we want to let you know it's a good time to connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn at RM World Travel as we pause for a few commercial messages from our sponsors. RM World Travel returns after this quick sponsors break.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.